We need to appreciate that the game of football is a game. It's not a war. Fans must appreciate that it makes players feel intimidated, and they're not sure when where the missile is going to come from. So that affects players' performances. So those who are inclined to in thinking that they have benefits in causing violence are actually enemies of football.
We believe that there are few incidents of violence so far in the Premier Soccer League. And how best are you tackling it?
The board has given us the guidelines on dealing with acts of misconduct, violence being part of that. And we've got our disciplinary committee dealing with that. But our concern is the football leaders, the club leaders, don't seem to be taking active roles really in terms of communicating the right messages. It cannot be the league or the football association that talks to fans. These fans are affiliated or they are attached to certain clubs. So we feel it is the responsibility of the football leaders to communicate the positive images. I was happy today that one of the coaches clearly stated that them as coaches and football players are friends. It is only the football fans who are just creating this negative atmosphere. You'll see, even after the game on Sunday, players will shake hands and they walk to the dressing room. But these fans need to learn from them. But it's not their game. The game is for the players. For them, it's just for them to come and watch. If we continue to have these incidents, we might rather have teams playing football without fans watching. I'm sure the players will enjoy that.
Some people are actually blaming referees for all this chaos at times in soccer. What is your reaction to that?
Yes, referees are human beings. They make mistakes. Yes, the referees also go through training, and it must be understood that they follow the laws of the game. At times, yes, they miss it here and there. But it does not then call for fans to take the law into their own hands and want to assault or murder the referee. He's a human being. We watch football on television every week, but we have never seen a situation where fans invade the pitch and throw missiles because of a wrong call by a referee.